Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Zach Booth. Zach, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, excited to have you back on. Zach is an expert real estate investor. He is a coach and the host of Driving for Dollars Mastery. Excited to have you back on. Zach, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and what you've been up to the past couple of years.
Yeah. So, last time I was on the show, I shared, I was a window cleaner and got into real estate investing. And, I don't want to bring up the same exact things, but I was struggling, right? And I wanted to get into real estate. So I did, and then I happened to get into coaching. And, in the last year or so, since I was on the podcast, we started my new podcast. I started a podcast called Driving for Dollars Mastery, and, really been pushing and helping as many people as possible. Did a challenge for my YouTube channel. That's been awesome. I don't know how much you want me to go into my story. I'd be happy to share what you'd like.
I tell you what, I know that everybody always loves a story about humble beginnings. But let's talk about, I know that you sort of teased the last time you were on that you were going to accept this crazy, for lack of a better term, challenge. And I don't even know how that went. So why don't you kind of recap and tell us what it was and how it went?
Yeah. Well, how about I start with why I did it and like what the challenge is about. So back in 2013, I was trying to get into real estate investing. I bought a duplex. I was trying to get into it. And I heard about something called real estate wholesaling, where you're finding properties 50, 60, 40 cents on the dollar. And instead of closing on them and flipping them, right, taking on the debt and the risk, you have an assignable purchase agreement. So if I'm going to buy a house, let's say I'm going to buy a house here from George, I put it under contract with a piece of paper that I can buy it for a certain amount, and George is going to sell it to me for a certain amount. But then I have Bob the flipper, and I go to Bob the flipper and I say, hey, Bob, I have this purchase agreement, and that purchase agreement needs to have the paragraph that allows me to sign it to Bob the flipper. But I say, Bob, I've got the house under contract for 100. Will you pay me 20 grand for this contract? So you'll be in 120 grand on purchase. And he'll say yes, because it's worth 200, right? When it's fixed up. So then I'm making 20 grand selling a piece of paper, not flipping a house, but flipping paper. And I heard about this. I was like, too good to be true. Not possible. You can't do this. Trying to make this as short and sweet as possible to not bore everybody. I doubted it. I didn't believe in it. And it also didn't sit right in my belly, because I was like, if you're getting properties that much of a discount, you're taking advantage of people. So not only do I not want to take advantage of people, I don't want to, be scammed by some guru. Right. So I was washing windows for a wealthy gentleman. That's what I did before. Right. I was washing windows in this giant mansion, scrubbing windows day in and day out. And found out he's a real estate developer, talked to him. I was so intrigued, because I was wanting to get into real estate investing. How do you get there? What do you do when you're poor like me with no resources? Grandfather died with one tooth and a gun to his name kind of family. Like I didn't I'm nothing special about me, guys. And I was like, okay, well, like, how do I do this? And he's like, oh, that's super convenient. I got these two properties I don't want to deal with. I'll sell them to you, seller finance. I turned around and sold those properties a year later for over $100,000 profit.
Hmm.
And I'm like, holy crap, this dude is way more educated, way more wealthy. Like, I wasn't wealthy. I was poor. He had money. I had no money. He's like, could you put 10% down for this $500,000 purchase price? I was like, no, I can give you a couple $1,000 though. He's like, sure. Right. And I was like, holy crap, this is a deal of a century. This is the stuff they were talking about. Plus, I didn't take advantage of the guy. The guy knew. He didn't want to deal with it. Right. He could have listed it. He talked about all of his options, but he wanted to work with me. He wanted to give me a chance, all those things. And I was like, all right, if I can find this deal of a century every week, I'm a business.
Yeah.
Right. So after that experience, it made me a believer. So fast forwarding, and you guys can hear my story if you want to in the previous podcast, but I started teaching other people how to do this, right? Quite a few years down the road. And I started noticing that I kept encountering Zach Booth many years before, the skeptic, you know, the very cautious. And the problem with that was not that I wasn't signing them up as students. The problem was the students that did sign up, they went in kind of with one foot. They were kind of putting their toe in the water. Mm. They weren't 100% confident that 100% they could be successful too. And since they lacked that confidence, they didn't give the effort that needed to be successful. And I was like, how do I empower my students? And how do I empower other people? How do I serve people and give them that confidence that I had? And I was like, okay, well, it took me from a skeptic, from, you know, from being cautious to going in 100% and walking away from window cleaning before I ever even did a different deal. You know, and it was, oh, I met Stan. I did that deal. I saw it happen. So I wanted to give that gift to other people, right? I wanted to let them look over my shoulders at what it looks like to be able to make 20, 40, 50, 60 grand on one deal on selling a piece of paper, right? And so I did it. I took $1,000 and I flew to Tampa, Florida. I'd never even been there. I went there in January, the height of the COVID shutdown, right? Like, pretty crazy, very intimidated by all of it. And the goal was to make 40 grand because 40 grand is what the average American makes per year. But I had to start from scratch. I didn't have any resources, no connections. It was 100% from scratch. And so landed in Tampa and went to work. And I don't want it to be, I don't want to be a spoiler to the show. It's a 40-day challenge that I documented day by day, and it's on my YouTube channel for free. You guys can watch it. But I'll say this, I blew the goal out of the water, right? So, so grateful that I did. And I remember before I prayed, I said, God, please allow me to find a stand, right? It was more important for me to show people what I had seen to empower people, to give them that belief, to see that there's a hell of a lot of hard work and a lot of effort and a lot of rejection, a lot of getting sworn at. Like, really, it's hard, right? It's a selling and prospecting type business. But the rewards are amazing, you know, and everything that I wanted to show and more. I was able to make a huge sum of cash. I was able to pick up two rentals with over $100,000 in equity. My net worth went up by over 100 grand by two purchases. And I make a very nice cash flow on those two properties, right? On top of making all that cash, everything that I had hoped for happened. But on day four of the challenge, I feel like God answered my prayers. I got the wrong phone number. The guy's like, honey, do we own the property at XYZ address? And I was like, this dude's got a lot of property. He doesn't even know which ones he owns, you know? So I was like, well, it's okay, Jerry, if you don't know what houses you own. I was like, do you have any in particular you would like to sell? I'm looking to buy. Right. That's it. And you can hear it day four of the challenge. You can watch it and hear this conversation. Right. And he's like, oh, matter of fact, I do. We got these three properties. Come on over. And I go and meet with them. And 3 or 4 hours later, I walk out of their house with three purchase agreements. Hmm. Right. And I've since had Jerry on my podcast and shared his story. And he was a wealthy real estate investor as well. And he just had three properties of many that he didn't want to deal with anymore. Right. And he was completely okay with selling them at a discount for the convenience. And so the challenge was incredible, a huge success. And I hope that the audience, if you have any interest in real estate investing of any kind, I really, really think that you would learn and understand a lot by watching that challenge.
Amazing. Well, congratulations. I mean, I always appreciate when people put their money, time, attention, where their mouth is, kind of a thing, and they actually you went and you put it on the line. And what's even better is that it worked out, and now we get to watch it. So,
great, yeah, I'm glad I didn't fail miserably.
Right.
I did. I thought I might. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that when you were landing or you got there that you were intimidated. Were you really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Because you got to realize most of my deals, even in my business today, because we've already made over $1 million this year doing this, right? But I have a whole team now, right? I hadn't even gone on an appointment in over a year myself. I hadn't cold called in 2 years, right? So there's a bunch of stuff that I'm like getting trained by my team before I go down there. I hadn't done all, like I'd, you know, done all the grinding in the beginning, but I didn't know how to do a lot of the stuff. I didn't even know the systems. I didn't even have logins to my CRM. Like there was a lot of things I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And so there was that, but then there was also the time frame. So the majority of my deals are from the first time I identify the house and then start my marketing, the majority of my revenue is 6 months out. So 40 days is not 6 months.
It's less.
way less. And so I was like, I've got to get some contracts in the first 2 weeks. Huh. I mean, I've got to find some low hanging fruit. I've got to find some like, oh, wow, you want to buy my house? I didn't think anyone would want to buy my house kind of lead. Right. And I didn't think that would be possible, especially because Tampa's a huge competitive real estate investors market. And I picked Tampa, not because of the opportunities, you know, this can be done anywhere, but I picked Tampa because it was sunny and it was January and I didn't want to go somewhere cold, you know? And, so yeah, I really thought that I could fail miserably and I was going to show it regardless. Right. Cause I had announced it. I had shared it on your podcast. I had shared it on many podcasts and many places that I was going to do this. And, I started uploading videos before I ever even ended the challenge.
You put yourself on the hook. I have all the respect in the world. So like that's awesome. So is this evidence that the system works?
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, 100%. You know, but it's also evidence that if I can do it, you guys can do it.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to see that I'm no one special. You can see that I rolled up my sleeves and I put the time in, right? But you can see that I made mistakes. Like one of the mistakes I made while I was there, I sent out a deal to my cash buyers list to see if they wanted to buy my purchase contract. I put the price $100,000 too low. I sent it out at like 90 something thousand instead of 190 something thousand to like 11,000 emails. So my phone and my computer is just like blowing up. And I'm just like, I want to cry, dude. I'm overtired, overworked, right? I made a bunch of stupid mistakes, right? And it's okay. Like, people need to realize that, like, that's kind of part of the progression. Like, I loved the challenge so much because it was like people get to see that Zach's nothing great, right? That it doesn't take the smartest guy, the most well-spoken guy. It takes someone that has a heart and a desire to change their life or to do something great. And yes, the process works. I mean, if I didn't believe in the process, I wouldn't have tried in the first place, right? I already knew that. I've already made millions off the process. I've already seen students make millions. My very first student I ever brought on, you know, I started coaching with the goal of putting $1 million in 10 people's pockets, right? And I might have shared this on the previous podcast. I read a self-help journal called Living Your Best Year Ever. First 100 pages, you create 3 big goals, and it talks about what you got to do to accomplish those goals. The rest of it's a journal, day-by-day journal for the year. One of those big goals I created was making $1 million in my wholesaling business. At that time, I had only done about $500,000. It's like, okay, well, how do I get there, right? I felt like I had tapped myself out. Like, there's no way. But it said I had to give away whatever I wanted to receive. If I wanted love, I had to give love. If I wanted money, I had to give money. It's like, well, how the hell do I give away $1 million when I don't have it? Right. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. We thought about it long and hard, my wife and I. It's like, okay, I'm going to take 10 people on. I'm going to teach them my systems. I'm going to give them everything, teach them exactly what I'm doing. My very first student, Michael McLeish, he texted me 4 weeks ago. He's now made over $1 million from what I taught him, the marketing system that I taught him alone. Right. And that's just in a couple years. Scott Dallinger, his first deal, $113,000 profit. You know, and he's in Portland. Michael McLeish is in Greenville, North Carolina, right? Or South Carolina. Two different markets, completely opposite ends of the United States. Like, this is being done all across the country in your backyard all the time. The only difference is they're doing it and, you know, you're not if you want to be. Right. But yes, the process works. I had no doubt about that. It's just the time frame, which was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. So the belief and the desire to change your life is required. You mentioned it's a selling and prospecting business. So sales skills, tough skin, those are required.
Yeah. But I don't think so. The wholesaling, right, of getting the discounted property and selling the purchase agreement, right? Yes, it's a sales and prospecting business. It's a marketing business. But I believe all real estate investing is marketing, all of it, because, you know, whether you're flipping, you're keeping it as a long-term rental, you're doing Airbnbs, you're flipping it, you're doing multifamily syndications, you have to start with a discounted opportunity. And how do you start with one without a process and marketing system in place, right? All of the other stuff that everyone wants to talk about, all the cool ways to make money with real estate, those are called exit strategies. That's what you do with a deal once you have it. But if you don't have a deal, you're never going to make money. You're not going to be in business, or at least not for long, if you don't have a way to find deeply discounted properties. I teach people wholesaling, and I started with wholesaling because I didn't have money. I didn't have debt to income ratio. I didn't have down payments. I didn't have rich uncles. I didn't have connections. I didn't have all those things that are needed to do some of the exit strategies, right? And so wholesaling was that barrier to entry. And now I love it more than anything because I cherry pick the best ones now for myself for rentals and growing my net worth and cash flow. And I sell the rest of the lemons. You know, I don't get stuck with bad deals.
I love it. So your advice to people who are thinking about it?
Stop thinking. That's a problem. Most people just sit around and watch a ton of YouTube videos and a ton of podcasts, and like, they want to understand everything there is to know about real estate before they take action. I think it's a huge, huge mistake. So then people are like, okay, well, where do I start and how do I know how to start? If I don't do the research, my advice is this. If you want to find success in anything in your life, you find someone that's done it, doing it, consistently helping other people do it, number two, and third, that their core values align with you, right? That you could have coffee, they could be your friend, like you understand that that person is a lot like you. So you know that they're not going to ask you to do anything that's outside your moral compass. Right. So if you do those three things and you find that mentor and you say, this is my goal, and they know 100% how to get you there, they're going to give you the steps. They're going to be support, and they're going to help you accomplish that goal. The problem is too many people try and figure everything out on their own, and they hit so many roadblocks, and they get a property under contract, but then the there's fire damage, or there's liens, or there's something that happens, and they don't know who to go to, and they go to these free Facebook groups and get horrible advice from people that are in the same process they're in, and they have no idea what they're doing. Right. Like, I think the biggest mistake that people make is they just sit there and research. What you should be researching is, who do you hire as a coach? That's what you should be doing. And they're going to tell you what to do and how to do it. And you're going to be doing deals.
I love it. And for people who are wanting to do wholesaling and to get into this, are you somebody who, it sounds like that could be you? You could be the coach to others.
Yeah, I do coach, and I feel like I fit that criteria, yes. But I don't give you guys that advice because I'm trying to sign you up as a student.
Sure.
If you think that, and I tell this all the time, if you think that's why I said that, do not hire me, please. Seriously, don't hire me. There's a lot of coaches out there. Start looking into real estate wholesaling YouTube videos. Most of the YouTube channels, there's a coach behind it, right? Find that mentor, find that guide, but don't go at it on your own.
I love it. Well, Zach, congratulations on successfully achieving or winning your own challenge, completing your own challenge. I think that that's awesome. I'm
not failing at my own challenge.
Right. I'm super excited to watch all of it, even though I know how it ends. But Give us the name of it again. Give us the channel they can watch it on, and just let us know how people can connect with you.
Yep. So it's Real Estate Investing with Zach Booth is a YouTube channel. You can find my YouTube channel there. I do want to give you guys a free gift though. So if you go to dfdmastery.com, stands for driving for dollars. Okay. dfdmastery.com/7 in free. That is the 7 reasons why driving for dollars is the fastest way to make an absolute fortune in real estate investing. Right. That's a mouthful there, but it's a PDF form, and it breaks down the 7 reasons why, if you're going to get into this business, you need to be doing driving for dollars. It's how I'm finding all of my deals. It's the strategy that I use to find all my deals on the challenge. But there's lots of ways, right? You can do radio and Facebook ads and PPC and all those things. There's lots of things out there, and I'm doing most of them, and I make some money on them, but I'm making 4 times more profits with that marketing channel than any other marketing channel that I have or tried, right? And so it is the best channel, not just because I make money. There's a lot of reasons why it's the best. So make sure you guys get that free resource. Give you some good guidance when you're starting out. So dfdmastery.com/7 and free. But you can follow me everywhere you want. My podcast, Driving for Dollars Mastery, is my podcast. I break down a lot of this stuff in a lot more detail. Have guests on and students on that share what they did and how they did it, so you guys can duplicate the results. Instagram, Facebook, website, dfdmastery.com, lots of places.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Zach your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out the Real Estate Investing with Zach Booth. It's Booth with an E on the end on YouTube. Check out or go to dfdmastery.com/7 free for that resource, and then listen to the Driving for Dollars Mastery podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks again, Zach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.